Dean, that was a huge victory, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because they're a good team. And, you know, they've gone 7 games without conceding a goal, 10 games unbeaten. So we make a habit of, you know, stopping teams in their tracks when they're on good runs. But it was just an excellent performance today. First half, I thought we were outstanding. Second half, they showed what a good team they were and, you know, came back at us, and we had to withstand, you know, an awful lot. But we handled that really well, you know, and scored a good goal. We feel we should have done better for probably their goal, but I mean, it's a super finish from the lad on the volley into the bottom corner. And, you know, when they put balls in the box and, you know, they had some big lads on at the end, we dealt with it really well with the help of Neil Everidge as well.
Says a lot about the mental attitude of your side this season, I think. The capacity that you've got a side in Bradford who've come back, put you under pressure, got the equaliser, but you've turned around and you've got a victory out of it again, as you did, you know, against Coventry and Gillingham.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a group of players at the moment who don't know when to beat. They know they're very good footballers, but they also want to win football matches, and that's the most important part, that they've got that desire. And the performance today was very good because, as you say, they came back at us, they got the equaliser, and, you know, it's very easy to cave in then, but the lads kept going. They showed the quality for the goal. It was a great ball from Romain and a great touch and finish from Milan. And, you know, we on a couple of breakaways, we possibly could have nicked another one, but I think 2-1 was just about a fair score.
Nothing like the amount of chances as the game was against Sheffield and Swindon. So you must be pleased with how decisive you were this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's funny how football goes sometimes. You know, the last 2 games, we've deserved 6 points and only got one. You know, today was a lot tougher game, and we've managed to get all 3 points. So, you know, we've converted, you know, a bigger amount of our chances, probably had a smaller amount of chances than we have in the last 2 games. So, very good goals. Really pleased with the attitude of the players. You know, it's very easy to lose a little bit of faith because you're playing so well but not getting points. But they certainly showed up today.
Mentioned Lajkovic already, Morris as well. The two being restored to the starting lineup today. I thought both were outstanding.
Yeah, they were, and it was very difficult to leave Anthony Ford out because he was outstanding at Swindon on Tuesday, but. Them are the areas I feel, the way we play, that are high loading areas in the wide areas. So I just feel it's you know, when we're playing 3-4 games in 10 days, it's important that you get fresh legs on there. And you know, we've managed to rotate a little bit in the wide areas. And you know, Kieran's come back in today and was excellent. And Milan's popped up with the goal. You know, but you know, Fordy and Jordan Cook as well have put in good performances themselves.
You mentioned a lot about the physicality, certainly, of Swindon on Tuesday night. Were you happy with how you dealt with James Hansen, the big number nine?
I was, because he's one of the best number nines in the league. Seen a lot of him over the last 2 seasons, and you know, he plays the game very well. If they get good quality into him, he gets hold of it and brings others into play. But you know, apart from the header in the first 3 minutes, I think we're. You know, we didn't stop the cross, and he just lost the pull down. Apart from that, I thought we marshalled him really well. But we always said it would be a second ball game. You know, you're not going to win the majority of headers against him, but make sure that we pick up the second balls, because they had plenty of runners going on when he did win the first ball.
On to Tuesday night, Shrewsbury Town away from home. You did play them home and away last season, the FA Cup, even though they were in League Two. It's going to be a tough test against them. They've had some good results of late, and a 2-2 draw lately with Gillingham.
Yeah, no, they went to Sheffield United, won 4-2, and they've got a point against Gillingham, who are going really well as well, and we know what a good team they are, having played them. So it's a tough place to go, but you know, we've had some really good performances so far, and we want to take that on to the next game now as well.
Of course, a victory against them a couple of years ago when you were in the same division. Milan Lajkovic coming up trumps that day. What do you remember from that game?
Yeah, I mean, I remember it being very windy, for one. And Milan probably scored the only quality of the game with a good timed run and finish. I think we beat them at home twice as well. I think we played them in the FA Cup as well. So we've had some good performances against them over recent years, and hopefully we can do that again. But, you know, we know it's a tough game, and, you know, their results against Sheffield United and Gillingham just show you that.
How much pressure is there on you and your Saddler side that this is your game in the hand, this is your chance to get closer to Coventry and Gillingham and Burton at the top?
No, there's no pressure. It's just the next game, and there's 3 points to play for. That's what we keep talking about, and that's what the players keep talking about. And as I say, they've got a great desire at the moment to go and get wins, and that can only be good for the football club.
Difficult little spell in terms of 5 games in 15 days. How are you getting the best out of your side?
I've got good players, and they're good professionals. And you know, people were saying that you know we got beat on Tuesday night against a poor Swindon team. I've just seen they've won 4-0 today. So we must have made them look poor on the night. But that's down to the players and how they're doing at the moment.
Let's quickly touch on Tom Bradshaw going back to Shrewsbury. I think for the first time since joining Walsall, it'll be a special night for him.
Yeah, it will. You know, he started his career there. You know, we managed to pick him up and he's come here and he's been, you know, excellent for us. He's grown in stature and as a player, and he's banging in goals now. You know, he went through a mini drought when people were questioning he hadn't scored for a while, and he's now scored 3 in 3 games. So, you know, he's on form again, and he's a handful for anyone.
What sort of advice can you give to Bradshaw going back to an old club? You must have done that a few times in your career.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you just play the game, not the occasion, and you know, you'll have a lot of people there who will know, but he has to go and play the game, and you know, if he does that, then he will do, because he's a level-headed lad. You know, he's hopefully he can help us get the win.
Just very final on the fans. It's got a short trip for them. You'll be hoping for quite an atmosphere from them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a pity it's not a Saturday game, because we'd have had a really good following. But hopefully we'll get as many supporters there as we can. You know, it's not that far. You know, and they always like games that are fairly local. And hopefully we can give them something to shout about coming back.